97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Everybody is asking, are the polls going to actually get it right this year? What do you say to that?
I think so, at least in terms of the high quality polls. I think people need to sort of remember it's an estimate, it's a range. Don't expect perfection.
Polling perfection?
Is it very likely?
It's hard to reach.
She dropped me. Darn it.
Yeah, we're talking there. That's the guy that runs Quinnipiac doing an NBC interview. I thought that was interesting because they seem to think they've got the polling thing worked out this time. I mean, I think that's they had some hits and misses the last couple of cycles because they can't know for sure if they're getting to Trump voters or not because they underpolled him before. For some reason, they think they're going to get it right this time. I don't know if that's true or not. Let's get to our guest. Taylor Riggs is with us this morning from the Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network. Taylor, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I know this is not, we don't really have you on here to talk politics a lot, but the reason I brought that up is that Kim and I were talking the other day about one of these websites. What's it called?
Polymarket.
That kind of looks at the betting odds of who's going to win this election. And I wonder if that's what the big wigs on Wall Street look at, or if they look at these regular polls. Have you ever had that conversation with anyone?
Yes. You know, it's a conversation we're having a little bit more and more as we all are sort of on pins and needles for the next 2 weeks. You know, I want to caution viewers, you know, the stock market is, we don't want to invest our emotions in politics, right? So if you want to buy a stock or a company or look at trades, I always really want to not invest in politics. That being said, there are a few things that we're looking at in the markets that are giving us very important indicators of maybe validating some of the polling that we are seeing. So some of the classic Trump trades, the easiest one right now that we're looking at, DJT. A few months ago, it bottomed out at a low, that's Donald Trump's stock, at $11. It is a $36 stock right now. It is more than doubled in just, you know, a month or so. So that's sort of one classic way where Wall Street is sort of betting on his polling, his gaining ground, and thinking he is going to be president. Sort of a more fundamental way that investors are betting has been, if you go back to 2016 when Trump was elected, it was all about the strength of the American economy. So it was looking at a stronger dollar,
right?
Stronger small cap stocks that are the domestically focused American companies, weak Mexican peso, weak China's yuan. Those are their currencies because there was conversations about tariffs and trade and a more focused U.S. economy. We are seeing all of that play out again. So I'm not sure if it's exactly like 2016, but Wall Street is definitely making their bets. And their bet right now is Donald Trump, just in terms of what we're seeing in terms of the policy and the way that that's playing out his ideas in the market.
Speaking of the market, I've been following this whole situation with Kellogg's, and there's a call to boycott them because of the artificial dyes they're putting in their company. And it looks like they're down a little bit. Have you heard about this? Because I'm sure something like these petitions to get them to remove the dyes, and it's all over network media, they certainly could have an impact there in the markets.
Yes, you know, 100%. And this is where, not to bring it back to politics, but RFK Jr. has joined the Trump, you know, sort of campaign team in saying make America healthy again. There is no reason why the product, Kellogg can sell one product in Europe and the same product in America, but the product they put in the American food is worse for us than the chemicals that they put in the European food that is healthier. It is the same product, but they're doing it because we don't, we probably haven't stood up for ourselves before. B, I think we're all finally becoming aware that what we're putting in our body is garbage. It's killing us, and it's causing an obesity and a diabetes problem. I just spoke with Dr. Mark Siegel yesterday, who's a Fox News contributor, and he said, there's a reason why you eat pasta in Europe and it doesn't make you fat, but you eat pasta here and it's driving us all insane. So I do think that, you know, on a short-term basis, will it impact Kellogg's stock? Maybe not. But I think long-term, the more pressure we put on these companies, they're really going to have to think about the quality of the food that they are feeding us. And why are they putting garbage in it in America when it's a cleaner product in Europe?
I'm really torn on whether I'd like to see RFK in charge of the FDA or the CIA.
Ooh.
Because I think RFK would shake up both of those organizations.
FDA all the way. FDA all the way.
Totally. You know, from the way I know him, given my more limited knowledge of him more recently, I think Americans are desperate to be healthy.
Yeah.
I think we are desperate for a leader who can help. You know, are there drugs that can help us be healthy, or are there drugs that are maybe too much and we need to be thinking more responsibility or looking more at the companies and how are we thinking about healthcare? So, you know, we'll have to see how that plays out.
I know, Taylor, we have just about a minute or so left, but I have to ask you about the IRS came out yesterday and announced the new 2025 tax brackets. What kind of implication will that have?
Yeah, so the good news is I think there was an inflation adjustment. So single filers and married filers, your tax bracket, you get a little bit more wiggle room. You get a little bit of a higher tax deduction, right? So the good news is the brackets are moving up because people are, in theory, making more because inflation has caused us all to, you know, we're getting more wages, even though it's not paying for as much things. So definitely talk to your accountant. But the good news is now you sort of know where you are in that bracket for single and married and sort of that one-time tax exemption as well.
So that was the $12,000 and $25,000 standard deduction, right? That's being changed?
Yeah, does that go up to $15,000?
Okay.
I think I'll have to go back and do my research, and I can report back if you guys have me again and sort of give you the full outline of the numbers. But the good news is I think they're raising all of these because they know inflation has caused this sort of massive problem where we're making more, and so they do need to raise these numbers.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Taylor, thank you. So good at what you do. Thanks for your help.
Always.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Yeah, appreciate that. Taylor Riggs, co-anchor of the Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network. You can't throw her a curve.
I was just going to say, it's not like she knows what questions we're going to... I didn't prepare her for that Kellogg's question, and she knew exactly what I was talking about, and the IRS question didn't tell her about that one either.
Yeah, I was looking at this Polymarket thing, which is pretty fascinating. Currently, there's $2 billion being waged, if I'm doing my math here correctly, on the outcome of the presidential election on Polymarket. $2.3 billion as of November, with the election on November 5th, right? Donald Trump is at 63.9% of the people are voting that Donald Trump will win, and 35.9% on this Polymarkets are betting that that Harris wins. And if you look at this chart, you can go back to February of this year. This is all of it, right? You can go back a week, a month, a day, 6 hours, 1 hour. Significant boost in August when she had the DNC convention. And then it kind of went back and forth through the month of September where Trump led again and then she led again. And then at the beginning of October, she started dropping like a rock and Trump's going straight up. Now, is that scientific? Well, no, not from the standpoint that they reach out to anybody and ask them who they're voting for. This is where people are willing to bet their money on who's going to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're betting on specific questions like, will Kamala Harris win all six swing states? 9% say, I guess, yes. That's down 2%. Another question, Trump gets more black voters in 2020, and 84% say yes, and that's gone up. They still think Harris is going to win the popular vote.
You can bet on anything on this site. RFK Jr.'s popular vote share, even though he's not technically in the race anymore. You can bet on what Trump will say during the Georgia rally. Now, of course, Joe Rogan has already announced he's having Trump on. You could even have bet on whether or not Trump would do the Joe Rogan show before the election. So there's just about nothing on there that you can't bet on right now. And by the way, the North Carolina presidential election winner, they're showing a 70% chance that Republicans win that one. So for what it's worth, that's Polymarket. I thought that's pretty interesting.
Get more at 971talk.com.